So Andy's still beavering away. He's doing very well. Thank you. Yep. We'll mix it. Can you mix it a bit with that? Yeah, lovely. So we come to our third garden. What garden do you think that is? It's a bit of a clue. The grapes. I think we've got a picture. Thank you. And I'm going to. Who would like some grapes? Who'd like to take them round for me? Got Jane, thank you very much. Oh. You weren't quick enough to put your hand down. Oh. So put your hands up if you'd like some grapes. Now, I really like grapes. But again, it's a choice, isn't it? Do you get the red ones? Do you get the black ones? Do you get the green ones? Which do you get? Because I like the sweet ones, and you can never quite tell which ones are going to be sweetest. So, do you know, Jesus talked about, just before he died, he talked to his disciples about something really, really important. These were his last words to his disciples. And he talks about being a vine. And a vine is what grapes grow on. And he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. So he's like the trunk of the vine, and we are the branches. And he said, if you remain in me, if you stay glued to me, part of me, and my life force going through you, you will bear much fruit. Lovely, sweet fruit. Thank you very much, Phil. Would you like to sit down? Give him a clap. So Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But he also says this, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, if you've got a garden and you ever grow any fruit, it is pointless cutting all the branches off and expecting to get lovely apples. It is pointless cutting all the branches off your blackcurrant tree if you expect to get blackcurrants. You just get a stump. Now, if we would call ourselves followers of Jesus, we are supposed to want to bear fruit. And what sort of fruit would that be? Well, the Bible tells us what sort of fruit that is. Next one, Ben, please. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it's a picture up there of all this lovely fruit. And this is the sort of thing that we are supposed to have growing inside of us. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control, and faithfulness. A bit of a challenge is to put your name in front of all these attributes. Steph is love, long-suffering, or patient. Steph is patient. I'm not so sure. Full of goodness, peace at all times. It's getting a bit dodgy. But these are fruits, and there's some grapes left. Lovely. You haven't got any left. Oh, you've eaten them all. Okay. So all these fruits are supposed to grow in us, but fruits grow slowly. So don't knock yourself out if you're not there yet. You know, you might be a little loving and you might have a bit of self-control. Do you know, but the idea is that these fruits will grow in us. But just like grapes are all different, we're all different. So we all look different. It's not like God wants all to be the same. We're all a little bit different. Some of us are rather sharp green grapes, but we're trying to ripen. And some of us are red, and some of us have got stones in. And do you know? So we're all a bit different. He doesn't want us all the same. He wants us to be us, but bearing those lovely fruits inside us. I want you to think about this, because this, again, relates to this whole thing all the way through. We can choose whether we're patient, can't we? We can choose whether we're gentle. We can choose whether to love somebody or not. We can make these choices, and it's easier if we have that Spirit of God in us. And God wants us to choose life. Ben, stop eating grapes. Thank you. Next one. Thank you. And what I'd like you to do is to think about this. And like every time you see an apple, remember, I've got to make a decision between good and evil, between going God's way and my way. And every time you see olives or olive oil or oil that you're cooking with, I want you to think about the way that Jesus made that difficult choice and was crushed for us, to help us to have a good relationship with God. And every time you see a grape, I want you to think, am I joined to that vine? Am I making the right decisions in my life, the right choices to be joined to the vine? Jesus wants us to grow like him and bear sweet, healing fruit that he wants. Now, I'm going to close with a little story, just a little story about a little farm. And on the farm, there's a pig and a chicken. And they're chatting one day. I don't know how they do that, but pigs and chickens chat. And they were very proud of themselves because they provide the farmer with his breakfast, bacon and eggs. And the pig was saying, but my bacon is delicious. And the chicken was saying, but I lay lots of lovely eggs. And the pig says, yeah, it's not as important as me. You make a contribution. I'm all in. Do you know? No turning back. I want you to think about that as well. Are you a pig or a chicken? Are you all in for Jesus? Are you all in to follow God? Are you making every decision in your life? I mean, not what to wear, but do you know what I mean? Every important decision in your life, is that about following Jesus? Or are you just happy to make a contribution? So that's my question to you.